The most music in Madtown is on 93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. It's a hell to the no hump day. Times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no, I can't believe that just happened to me. 321-0931. Let's get to Tim. Tim, thanks for holding on, man. We appreciate that.
No problem.
So what is your hell to no hump day story for us?
Okay, no to Darren, but in comparison, I would clean that dance floor with my personal toothbrush.
Oh my gosh!
All right, boy, what's your story?
We got to jump in the time machine here. I used to do television repair back in the days before HD, back in the days before the internet, okay, when it was cheaper to fix a TV than just replace it.
Right.
So, yeah, we move out to the West Coast. My fiance got a great job. I get a job out there with this guy, and one of his biggest clients is a chain of adult bookstores, okay? And they had the video booths, all right?
Yeah, baby.
Yes.
A quarter.
Yeah. So I go in, the guy tells me which one's wrong. You know, I go down the hallway and I open the booth. And as I step in the booth, I notice there's a slight change in elevation. Not like it's stepped necessarily, not like a full stair, but I'm standing a little higher than I was before.
Right.
And they've got it mounted on this wooden box, really, in the corner. And for me to get at what I needed to fix, I had to get to the back of the TV. So I'm like, for whatever reason, this stand is not moving. So I'm like rocking it back and forth for like 10, 15 minutes till I finally pry this thing loose. I get back there and the fix is easy. It was the power feed. I took care of that in 5 minutes, you know. And I went back and I told my boss about it, and he said, oh yeah, you know, that's, you're going to encounter that all the time. Turns out what they do is that the owner's a buddy of his, and he told him, well, it's easier and cheaper than paying someone to go in there and mop after a guy does his business to just once a week we go and lay a layer of paint.
Oh,
there was
my
one inch thick.
Stop it!
Paint around the base of this. This is my hand to God. This is a true story. So I'm standing on a floor working, you know, a floor that had more male DNA samples in it than a Kardashian.
Oh, my God. You know? That's disgusting.
Hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
could
man.
Could you even chisel something like that apart?
Oh.
That's insane. Hell no. Oh, honey. I didn't know TVs were so much fun to fix. My God.
Yeah. How long did that part-time job last?
The next day I was driving cab.
Oh, okay. Good call. Make sure you sanitize.
Oh, I was standing in more DNA than a Kim Kardashian movie. That is hysterical. All right. Well, that is awesome, actually.
No.
But I mean, not for you, but for us.
No, for that one, for everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, my God.
That is
the funniest story I've ever heard. Desi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's a hell to the no hump day. What's your story for us?
Okay. It's been a couple of years ago. I had lost my pit bull, and it was in like September 22nd, and my daughter took me, a week later, took me out to animal shelter.
Uh-huh.
And we just went to go look because she knew I was feeling sad, and we were just going just to look, you know, to get me feeling better about it. And we saw this cute little dog. It's a Spaniel Terrier, and it came to me all the time. It wouldn't go to anybody else. So we decided to take it home, right? We get it and bring it home. And I get home, and that evening, you know, he's whining and stuff, so I put him up in the bed with me. And my daughter's dog was at my house with me, and he was kind of like not liking the other dog. So he was laying in the bed while my new dog was curled in my arms. He was only 10 weeks old. My daughter's dog gets up, walks to the end of my bed, looks at me, and then lifts his leg up and pees all on the end of my bed, all the time looking at me and just peeing. And I looked at him and I went, what are you doing? And then he jumped down and walked away like
nothing happened. That's
hell
right.
No.
Hell no.
Oh, hell no. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh my God, that is the best story ever.
That's so cute.
That is awesome.
If he could put up his little middle finger too at the same time,
yeah,
he would have.
He just did. Hell no.
He did. He was jealous, I guess.
Yes, he was.